Capital city skyline photo. Skyscrapers shine the sun so low in the sky. The secretary's at the hot dog vendors. Cabs honk at the bicycle messengers. Rolling by. Subway token. Anywhere the bars are all broken. I wish you were here. Better yet, I wish I was there with you. You wouldn't like it.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 187. I am your host, Sid Souter. Start things off this week with a track by Wilco. That song is called Capital City. It's on the band's new album, The Whole Of, which just came out on September 27th. I've never really been a fan of Wilco, and nothing about that album changes anything for me, but their poppier moments are okay, and that song there has some merit. So I think if you're a Wilco fan, you'll like the album. If you're not, well, you know, listen to it on Amazon or iTunes first. And that follows with the next artist as well. Let's do something new here from St. Vincent. This song is called Cruel.
Cruel.
That song gets stuck in your head? It definitely does mine. That is Foster the People with Pumped Up Kicks. That's on the band's album Torches, which came out back in May on Columbia Records. Mark Foster there leading the band. That is somebody who I never really even heard of, but then I watched the Glastonbury coverage on television, and then I watched the Isle of Wight coverage, and I watched et cetera, and they were always playing there. And then, so I grabbed the album, and then the next week they're on Saturday Night Live, and I was like, well, I guess I'm just late to this party. It's a pretty good album. It is curious. It sounds very commercial, but not like a lot of other bands. So you listen to that one, and I think you're going to enjoy that, even if it's in spite of yourself. Before that, we heard Men with the song Credit Card Babies. That's on the album Talk About Body that was released in February of this year. That is, of course, the J.D. Samson and Others project. And I really like that album a lot more than I would expect to. It definitely is, you know, new wave, but it's kind of early new wave, and there's still kind of hints of post-punk in there, and those guitars are nice, and well, they say dirty words, and that's good, too. We start things off with St. Vincent with the track Cruel. That is off the album Strange Mercy, which 4AD released in September. Annie Clark there with another album that, I don't know, I expected more out of it, or at least I liked the last one a lot more than this, though I have heard other people say how wonderful this album is, and it's their favorite album of the year, and I think Pitchfork gushed all over it as well. So, like the first track we started with today, listen to that one online, see if it works for you, or if you might want to pass on that. And that's kind of how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and you come back week after week. You know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way, so Sorry about that. Let's see what I have here. Oh, I have Sin Feng. This song is called Bruises.
Sorry, I got you in love.
I just love that track there. That is Melpo Mini with the track Holes. That is the title track from the album released in 2004 on Imperial Recordings. That is the project of Eric Madison from Stockholm. I was looking for a new album. One hasn't come out in a very long time, but I realized I did not have the first album, so I picked that one up, and boy, am I glad I did. Reminds me wonderfully of the first Kings of Convenience album that we all love so much, but just can never be repeated. Time marches on. Before that, Sin Fang with the track Bruises. That is on the album Summer Echoes, which came out back in March of this year on More Music. Again, a project of a Norwegian, Sindri Mar Sigfusson, from Iceland. He is from the band Sea Bear, if you're familiar with them. This EP, I said, came out in March, but there's a new EP, I believe, of remixes that have just recently come out as well. I really enjoy the album. Listened to it a lot of times, and so much of it is it's a very cohesive album. It's hard to pick a best track. It's definitely going to transport you far away. Well, I see I'm out of time, so let's do the business. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 187 on An Undercover Cop. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me on Twitter at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things off this week with a track by Opeth, and then that might scare you there. Opeth, typically called a black metal band, but definitely this is a more progressive metal album, and one might even say progressive rock album, so beware if you're not looking for some pretension here. The song I'm going to play is called The Devil's Orchard. It is on the brand new album Heritage, which just came out in September on Roadrunner Records, and as I said, it is a very progressive album. It is disappointing in that way. I like prog rock. Don't tell anyone, but you know, I like prog rock. But this album, I don't know, it's just not what I was expecting from this band. Maybe if it was somebody else, I would enjoy it more. So, with that great build-up, I know you're very excited to hear it. Let's end it with this. We'll talk again next week.